It's the Ralphie Radio Show, and the last time we spoke with Carly Rae Jepsen, she was nice enough to come to my car, to the front seat of my car.
So you got a nice car, though.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got it less than a year ago, and thankfully it's still doing well. I'm bad with cars. Like, I got into, like, 3 accidents in 5 months. Like, I'm a mess when it comes
to
driving.
Good thing we weren't driving while
you were
driving.
It's a great thing we were parked. So I figured this time I'd come to your wheels, this tour bus now that you have.
Yes, and I don't drive this either because I'm quite like you. I'm a terrible driver.
Really?
Yes.
Now, when you were touring Canada, did you ever get to tour at some point in a tour bus? I know you were kind of on the grind when you were, like, a couple years ago, so it was probably, what, vans?
It was more soccer mom vans. I was lucky enough with the Canadian Idol tour. We did, like, a top 3 winners tour.
Okay.
And so we got a baller, like, tour bus for that situation. That was a lot of fun, actually.
So you're used to the tour bus living?
I'm getting used to it, yeah. I quite like the bunks, actually. They're surprisingly comfortable to sleep in, and
really?
I kind of get rocked away by the movement of the van, and before you know it, I'm gone.
It has to be your size, because you're the first person that I've talked to that said that those things are actually comfortable. Everybody else compares them to coffins.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Well, I hope I don't remember that right before I go to bed.
Sorry,
today. Thanks
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. My bad. Carly Rae Jepsen here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Call Me Maybe spent 9 weeks atop the Billboard Hot 100, and I find it kind of hilarious that the song that knocks it off is asking a woman to blow on your whistle, your boy Flo Rida. Like, we go from innocent pop playing Cupid to Flo Rida, blow on my whistle.
I love Flo Rida, though. I'm a really big fan. I actually got to sing a song with him at the Much Music Video Awards in Canada. I got to be Sia for a night.
Wow,
I was a
wild
one.
Ones.
I was a wild one.
But only that
for
one night. Just for
that night.
And
then
night.
I went back
exactly.
to my good self.
Exactly. And you went back to having a good time and playing Cupid. The track with Owl City, Good Time, now is also taken off as well. And it kind of relieves you of a moniker. And I don't even know, especially with what a whirlwind this has been for you, if you ever even thought about this, but you cannot be called a one-hit wonder now.
Oh, thank you.
That's fact. Did that ever like sit in your mind at all, like that could happen, especially with how huge Call Me Maybe was?
I mean, I think there definitely was a little bit of a pressure off when I saw that Good Time was doing really well, but I try never to focus on the success of a song. It's more just how much I feel it when I'm writing it and when it's done and when the product feels ready, which is why I'm kind of excited about the album Kiss right now. Is no one's heard it yet, it's not released till September 18th, but I already feel really pumped and really proud, and if people like it, then that's a bonus.
Justin Bieber's heard it, though.
Justin's heard it, yeah, he dug it a lot. So I have some people, a Scooter called me today saying, you should feel really proud, this is fantastic. And at the end of the day, if my family, friends, and I dig it, then I feel like I've won over my main crowd.
Of course, you get to tour with Justin Bieber this fall, and that will be great as well, because when you were on the grind in Canada, you kind of went around. Dan Cantor was playing guitar for you, right?
Yes, actually, he played with a band called Shiloh.
Oh, so it wasn't for you, it was for a band that you were on tour with.
Exactly. Okay. So we got to know him then, and now we're going to be doing it stadium style later on in life. It's really, really cool.
It will be surreal for sure. Wrapping up with Carly Rae Jepsen here on the Ralphie Radio Show, something else that had to have been surreal, President Obama commenting on Call Me Maybe on his lip dub and saying it was a cute pop song. I mean, at this point, it's got to be hard to surprise you.
You know, I get surprised every day. There's a moment where I'm having to pinch myself when, you know, you hear that and you hear that the swim team's done it and you've heard that Katy Perry's decided to make a parody of it. And it just, it's really good news and it keeps life really interesting, really exciting right now.
Kiss comes out September 18th. Carly Rae Jepsen, always a sweetheart. Thank you so much for making some time.
Thank you so much. Your car next time.